It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Senate Republicans at the Iowa legislature have released recommendations to ensure a safe workplace at the Capitol. The recommendations were commissioned after a nearly $2 million sexual harassment settlement was made to former Senate Republican staffer Kirsten Anderson. Former Senate President Mary Kramer was tasked with making the recommendations. Kramer, who also serves on IPR's board, left the legislature 15 years ago.
I mostly listened, truthfully. People just came forward and said, there's this and this and this, and not many surprises, but nothing had changed since I left in 2003.
I spoke with Kramer at her home on Friday, soon after Senate Republicans had released her findings.
First of all, there needs to be a clear path for people to report when there's a problem. Normally, you would just think, well, they go to their supervisor. Oh, that's fine. If the supervisor is not a problem. So then where? Then who? Who do you trust? It's not a clear path. So let's make that a clear path. That's the first thing. The second thing is, after somebody shares a complaint, somebody needs to do something about it. So the person who receives the complaint, who will be designated to receive complaints, is obligated to respond, to investigate. If the investigator proves that there are truly issues that are founded, then there need to be clear consequences for each of these groups that are represented there. Clear, transparent consequences. And all of that is in my recommendation. In addition, they've hired now an HR professional, human resources professional, who will be in charge of implementing the recommendations, much harder than making them.
Let's say a situation comes up again, a situation similar to what happened with Kirsten Anderson, where somebody comes forward to their boss and that person is fired.
That's clear retaliation. We have to be very specific that retaliation is not acceptable.
This resolution that you've put forward, how is there accountability? How is there any kind of teeth to make it work?
Well, let's say a member of the media has a complaint filed against them, and that the reported and the issue is carried out, the obligation will be to notify that employer that this person has caused this problem, and up to and including the Secretary of the Senate, for instance, denying credentials. If it's an elected official, a public complaint gets filed with the Ethics Committee. And one of the things I learned is there's not a clear path to deal with that in terms of harassment. So that has to get taken care of. There needs to be reporting clear, investigation clear, consequences clear.
Senator Bill Dix, after this was filed, some would say that he did not do a good job of bringing this forward. What happens to an elected official? He's the majority leader. Is somebody like that demoted? Do they lose some kind of status?
There's two things. One is the elected official is really accountable only to the people that vote for them. The obligation of the organization will be to let the people that elected him know what went on so they can make their own judgment. The Republican caucus votes for their majority leader. Their choice, and they've made it. I think it's worthy to note, though, that Senator Dix is the person that approached me to make these changes and to report, and he agreed. Actually, he said to his colleagues, I'm going to do whatever she says, because we need to get this fixed.
That's former Senate President Mary Kramer talking about her recommendations to ensure a safe workplace at the Capitol. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Janet Peterson agrees with Kramer's conclusion that little has changed. Peterson calls on Republican leaders who hold the majority to move quickly to adopt the recommendations. You're listening to Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.